Okay, let's go on to the adjuvant and stage 4 NED setting. I'm going to ask Dr. Hussein to present his case 5 and then Dr. Hart to present his case 5.
My patient is a 61-year-old man who actually presented to his physician with lower abdominal pain. At that time, he underwent multiple testing, including a colonoscopy, and a CAT scan showed a 2-centimeter mass in the right kidney. He underwent a right partial nephrectomy, and that revealed the clear cell carcinoma grade 1 with negative margins. CAT scan of the chest and abdomen and bone scan, they were all negative for metastatic disease at that time. Unfortunately, 10 months later, in spite of it being grade 1 and very good prognosis, he had a 2-by-1-centimeter new nodule in the right upper lobe of the lung. At that time, he proceeded to metastatic workup, and everything was negative except for the solitary 2-by-1-centimeter nodule. He underwent resection of that nodule with negative margins. The question is, what to do with this patient after a pseudo-NED stage 4 renal cell cancer?
Can you talk a little bit about the man, his life situation, and what his thoughts were about this?
Yeah, this guy was a businessman. He owned his own business, working with his wife. His performance status was always really zero, except for the lower abdominal pain, which we all know it wasn't really related to this mass. It must have been some diverticular disease. And when he recurred, it was only picked up because of the 3 to 4 month CAT scans. It was found with absolutely no symptoms. Very mild hypertension. He was on an ACE inhibitor once a day.
Is he the kind of person who was out on the internet and trying to find information and bringing it back to you? Or is
yes.
he more like, you tell me what to do, doc?
No, absolutely. He's a very well-educated man whom before the last several months would not consider actually receiving anything because of interferon and interleukin.
Okay, I want you to kind of keep this patient in mind, and let's hear about Lal's patient.
My patient is a 63-year-old female who I recently consulted on about 3 weeks ago in the hospital. She had presented to her family physician with some voiding difficulties, had a urinalysis done which showed hematuria, had a CT scan done which showed a mass in the right kidney, which was about 4 centimeters. It appeared to be solid, and I believe they did an MRI scan, and she had some staging workup done. Was referred to a urologist, a general urologist, who felt that she most likely had a renal carcinoma. She underwent a radical nephrectomy and had a few postoperative problems with electrolyte imbalance and nothing major, and gradually improved from that. I was consulted and saw her in the hospital. Her pathology was a 4-centimeter renal cell carcinoma, which was clear cell with some papillary features. It had no evidence of lymphovascular invasion. As we sometimes see, there was no mention in the pathology report of any lymph nodes, so she was felt by the pathologist to have a tumor which was confined to the kidney. So I evaluated her to see whether she'd be a candidate for any type of systemic treatment.
And can you talk a little bit about the woman, her lifestyle, and her attitude about this?
She was still somewhat ill when I saw her and was not especially interested in systemic treatment, but we had left it at that, although she'd been in fairly good shape. She had some mild hypertension and was on treatment for that. She had no major cardiac problems. She had an anxiety disorder and some obesity, but nothing way out of the ordinary. So nothing I thought that would absolutely preclude her being a candidate if there was something available.
So Dr. Vogel is saying both of these patients come to you. They've got a high stack of things they've printed off the internet. They want to know about all these new drugs and should they take them to prevent the cancer from coming back. What would you say to both of these patients about what their future holds in terms of progressive disease and whether anything can be done about it?
Well, in both cases, their prognosis is quite good. The first patient with a small primary and with a well-differentiated both primary and metastatic site, I would simply resect and watch. The second patient, a 4-centimeter tumor, unless there were some adverse pathologic features, such as vascular invasion or a nodal involvement or extra maybe into the fat, this patient would not be a candidate for the adjuvant trial. So I would not treat either one of these with an adjuvant approach, anything other than what's been done, surgery on the first patient and surgery only for the kidney on the other patient.